Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is May 16th, 2012.
So you say.
Yeah, or 16 May, if I just want to piss
it.
You off. Let's call Mike. Mike is still caught in traffic because he did a Rob Spiewak-like guest shot on the Mickey and Amelia and Spiegel show on 98 Rock today.
He took over the morning show.
He killed it, but not only did he go from beginning to the very end of the show, he actually made them go late. And so he's going to...
Well, he's a giver.
He is a giver.
That's a give.
Oh, let's go with that.
And Mickey's a taker.
Yes.
And Mickey likes to take as much juice as the orange has to give. And we're calling him now. He's on the Way of Belts, our circumference road here.
Oh, that's a fun road.
Washington, D.C. He had no problem getting through Baltimore, and then as soon as he got to DC, hi Mike.
Hi Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing? Anyway,
how you doing, boys?
How's the traffic?
There are many levels. First of all, do I sound okay?
You sound great.
No, he sounds okay. He does not sound
great.
You sound okay.
You sound like you've done 3 hours on a rock station and then battled the traffic.
You sound like you're on a Bluetooth, as you should be, but you sound okay.
You want me? Would it be better? Would it be better if I picked up?
Yes,
it actually would.
For broadcast, yes. For traffic safety,
right,
no.
I'm going to turn my Bluetooth off and call me back.
Okay,
perfect.
What could possibly go wrong?
Say he's turning off his Bluetooth. Bye-bye then. All right.
Do you like listening to people sound horrible on the other line, Ron?
I could understand. You know, my hearing isn't what it was.
If he can make out the words, he's happy.
He's in a wind tunnel, for God's sakes.
I think that's enough time, Rob. Let's call him back now.
No, he hasn't pushed all those buttons. Watch, he's going to get mad at us again.
Yeah, there we go. He said call back. But did he say how long?
I like behind the scenes, RJ. Is that enough time, Rob? What do you think?
I think so.
Does that sound better?
Oh, yeah.
It does sound better.
God. Yes.
Bold and beautiful.
All right. Many levels of frustration today.
Yeah.
Let me start with the Tale of Two Cities. the Tale of Two Cities is getting done. I want to thank Amelia and Spiegel and Mickey up in Baltimore. Did a promotion for the ride upcoming for the Mike O'Mara Show on their program today. And panel with them was there for about 7:30 on through the end of their show.
It was nice how you were able to cement your friendship with Spiegel today. That was a warm, blossoming friendship I witnessed.
It was fun. It was fun to sit there and enjoy their company. And then the Tale of Two Cities begins. I fly through Baltimore. And let me explain why I fly through Baltimore.
Because you feared for your life?
No, because in the city of Baltimore, people have a little time called 9 a.m. And it's a time where everybody in the city of Baltimore gets to work at 9 a.m. And they go home at about 5.
Mm-hmm. It's time to get to work, Mike.
I fly through Baltimore blissfully. You know, it's because there are, of course, exceptions to the rule with people that drive for a living and work for a living on the roads. So there are a few people here and there. But by and large, the streets are empty because everyone is at work.
Right.
Right.
Then I get down 95 South between Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
The other city.
I arrive in the land of La La Douche La and every MF-er, because no one works any hours in Washington, D.C. Everybody is on the goddamn road. I don't get this town, and we have turned into the worst place. Would someone please explain to me why 11 o'clock in the morning, at basically lunchtime, we are still dealing with bumper-to-bumper traffic in every single direction known to mankind.
Well, Mike, you remember people going to work at 4 or 5 a.m. here in D.C. For them, it's lunch hour, and they're out for lunch.
God, that's what it might be, Buzz. It actually might be that.
If they went to work at 4 a.m., they're knocking off for the day.
And then, because Mark Ronick is going to his home in Maryland, because he does not want to deal with this, I begin my show's little deal with Rob Spiewak, which is a conversation saying, I'm running late. Rob says, no problem, we'll start, whatever. And then I call Rob, I said, no, you know what, Rob, let's start, because I'm going to be so late on the phone, we might as well just get the show in the can. And then that game begins. And I'm just trying to get somebody to start the show, and that takes 25 minutes to do.
Well, I
and
think
I'm
we are.
Out of my mind.
I think that the as far as the starting of the show late, as Oscar would say, I'll own that. But also, I think the traffic also has to do with the Washington, D.C. infrastructure. What say you, Mike?
Well, that has something. And today it was on the Beltway in our lovely town of Washington, D.C. It was putting the new signs up for the new train that's not going to be ready until 2014.
The train that goes to Dulles? Is that the Dulles train?
Yeah, that's the Dulles train, the fake train that they're building.
Yeah, if you've ever been through Tyson's Corner, right now Tyson's Corner looks like Gotham City in the 1989 really? Batman. Yeah, there's no sunlight, and it's very frightening and gothic.
Bats.
Yeah.
And I am now on Route 66. For those of you that don't know, it is an artery that goes due west from Washington, D.C., out to where we work in the hamlet of Manassas, Virginia. But as I am now officially, I am going against traffic.
Good.
And I noticed the traffic coming in the other direction is bumper to bumper, which officially makes every direction into the city is bumper to bumper at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time in the area.
It's the place to be.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it? Don't you feel a little bit proud and excited that it is such a bustling city?
A happening place?
Yeah, you feel the electricity, right?
Nuts. And I have an a-hole that is tailgating me as we speak, trying to run me off the road with a truck right now. So,
what is your current location,
what's
sir?
Your ETA?
I thought you were going to ask me what my current mindset is.
I think we knew that.
Right, and it's insane. So, what started out was a very nice promotional deal, and then trying to get this thing promoted and trying to get everywhere. And I just can't reiterate enough how my heart goes out to the people that have to deal with this in our city. But at the same time, and Oscar, maybe you could speak to this. Oscar, sometimes I just don't get it. What kind of dragon slaying is going on in this city where people are rolling in en masse to work at 11:30 in the morning?
Yeah, well,
I don't get it.
I have to tell you that you're talking to the wrong guy because on my end, I am so beat down by it already, I've accepted it. This is my life.
You're like
at
an
all
abused
times.
You're like an abused wife.
Yeah, when I get on the road, I say there is an 80% chance that there's going to be a car on the side of the road that's going to cause me to be late for another 30 minutes.
Right.
So as soon as I get in, I put on this show or I put on the news to see where the traffic is or I listen to another podcast and I just sit there and I said, please God, let me get to work within an hour's time.
Yeah.
I'm beat down.
It's amazing. And what's funny is, being off in Baltimore, which is, really probably conservatively, it's an hour and a half to get to where we live from Baltimore. But at the same time, I realize we're promoting the show and I'm not going to, ask to leave early. And I suddenly realized, but part of me had this false sense of security that I would be sitting in the living room right now doing our show. And that just doesn't happen. It's just amazing to me. It truly is. And, as I said, when I get done doing my little bitching, and my God, how often do I deal with this? I just want to send out to the people of Washington, D.C., good Lord.
Hey, let me steer.
If you don't have more shootings,
if I may, let me steer the conversation back to you and not the people of Washington D.C. Let's look at the arithmetic mean of your commute for the past few weeks, You've had a few bad drives. It wasn't a lot of fun, I know. Probably driving all the way into the Mix 107.3 Broadcast Center. It was a tough ride to and from Baltimore. But for weeks before that, your commute was a staircase. So on average, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, if you run an average, you're rolling.
I've got nothing to compare it to. But I'll tell you something, and this is the great shocker, that when I did do morning radio for the year that I did, and I was up, and what had changed most dramatically was our rush hour in Washington, D.C. We've achieved Los Angeles status. We do not have a non-rush hour. It begins at 4:30 to 5 o'clock in the morning, and it will continue till 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. That's mind-numbing. It really is.
It's the rush hour that never sleeps.
Yeah, our rush hour is kind of like the NBA season. It starts just as the playoffs are ending.
Too long.
Yeah, it just goes and goes, man.
Yeah, it's a horrible place to live.
Since I was promoting today, when I'm dining in the morning here in Washington, D.C., the Jack Diamond Morning Show, and then I went on with the 98 Rock Morning Show with Mickey and Amelia and Spiegel up there, and they could not have been nicer. And what's fun about doing these things is I'm seeing friends when I do this. They're all, I'm friendly with all of them. And now that begs the question, what we're talking about here is the thing that we're all promoting, which is the ride for the house that comes up for the Fisher House
yes.
on June 9th, second Saturday. And we're hoping to get a little Baltimore contingent up there and a good turnout. Hopefully upwards of 300 bikes are going to show up for this thing. We're very excited about it. And I want everybody to come out that's a motorcycle rider and join me out there on June 9th. And there's one great unknown, and Rob, I know you've been doing some of the bookings for this.
Yeah.
The great unknown, of course, is the Elliot in the Morning program.
I have left and a message. I left a message for his producer this morning.
I opened that to the floor. I welcome your comments and your advice.
Okay, my comment is
the land of the great unknown. I've never broadcasted with this gentleman.
No.
He is not in the friend category, but he's not in the enemy category either. There's always been kind of a healthy rivalry between Don and myself and Mr. Elliot in the Morning. And I must say, I have, going on these friendly shows where I know what to expect, I'm filled with a little trepidation. What say ye?
Well, I was. I heard this morning your interest in visiting that particular broadcast outlet. And so I tried to get in touch, left a message with his producer. My question is this. Are you thinking phoner or are you thinking an in-studio shake hands with the guy visit?
Well, having done it, Rob, and you know this, when you've done it, it's always better if you get your ass into the studio.
I agree.
Anytime you're doing any kind of guest spot on a radio show, it's better if you can eyeball somebody. So it would be like everything else. I mean, I'm going on Channel 5, the Fox Morning Show with Tony Perkins tomorrow.
Right.
And then I'm on with the Chuckies on Saturday and all this
Friday.
Promote the Fisher House ride. And on Friday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so yeah, we'll get you in there, and that'll be fun. Unfortunately, my only in with the entire DC 101 stratosphere.
You're missing the point. Do you think he's gonna? I'm nervous about it. I'm worried about it. I don't know whether he's gonna play nice or not.
I don't think you should be nervous about it, and I don't think it really matters. I say reach out, touch a hand.
It's for charity.
Make a friend. You're there to promote a charity.
Yeah.
If he poops on the charity, then that makes him look bad. So, I say make the gamble. Look, you used to tell stories about Jack Diamond and his guns, and now you're hanging out with him. So,
that's true.
You could turn this around, too.
If it starts to go badly, you look at Elliot eye to eye, and you go, I can't smile without you. You do that, and
yeah, that'll go well.
Putty in your hands. I sang show tunes this morning.
I think Rob's the wrong guy to talk to about this, Mike.
Where'd you get that?
I think Rob is probably the wrong guy to talk about in any situation, or talk to about any situation.
It's for charity. You should do it. And right. If he doesn't give the olive branch back, then that's on him.
That's right.
It.
Yeah.
You'll paint him as the guy who's against his against charity.
Right.
All right. Well, that's exactly what I'll do then. So I look forward to it, and I'm really appreciating you guys being understanding today. But I was a victim of the DC traffic situation. If you'd like an update, the car is flying along Route 66 right now.
54 miles.
During what I like to call State Trooper Corridor, it is broken free. Which, incidentally, here's the deal. Right about at this point, there's a little area. Get your kicks on Route 66, where the traffic suddenly breaks free.
Yes.
And it usually breaks free at the same spot every single day.
Right.
And you would say, oh, isn't that nice? We finally have moved far enough outside of the nation's capital that we can have a little breather. Well, no.
What's the real reason?
When it breaks free, that is when every state trooper has said, oh, I think I'll hang out there.
Right.
So that I can do the traffic stop and nail people as their life isn't miserable enough with the 15-hour commute, then let's make it a little worse by making them go to traffic court.
Right.
You know what I find troubling? Is that when the traffic breaks up, there's never any reason for there have been traffic up to that point.
Oh, yeah, there isn't. What he's saying in this case is it's because of the cops. Traffic was congested because everybody was behaving in front of the cop zone.
Okay.
And once they get free of the cop zone, then traffic moves in a natural, timely manner.
What is your current location, or as older people are fond of saying, what's your GPS?
So I'd like to think of this show today as a bit of a little travelogue. And now that I've gotten off the Get Your Kicks on Route 66, I'm on a little strip of highway known as Route 28.
Oh, yay! I should say, closer.
And check that. I'm sorry. I should say Route 28. And, you know, and I'll tell you something. Even though it wasn't crack of dawn this morning, it was a 7:30 start time.
Sure.
I am really fighting the urge to have to stop off and get an ice cream.
Oh, I think you can make it, because Mike, here, for people who are not familiar with your commute, right now you are entering the historic used tire district of Manassas, yes. Virginia. Then you just have to drive through the historic drugstore district, and then you're right at the living room studio.
So two districts, well, and then the studio.
Get the ice cream if you like, but don't pull off at a school and take a nap. You've got a show to do, man.
That's right. And would it kill you to bring us ice cream?
Let me tell you this, that I really think we're going to have fun here in a second, Rob, because we're going to take this opportunity to do something that I just came up with, and I think if my signal is strong enough and you can still hear me.
Yes,
we can.
Wait, now, Rob refers to the historic used tire district.
Yeah, I know.
I have about...
Lots of good merchants.
I'm about a mile outside. I'm about a mile. Somebody give Rob a Crown Royal, please.
Yes.
Give him a shot of Crown. I'm just outside of that, so I really haven't reached the quote-unquote commercial district of Manassas. But I am going to do this. I think this could be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to read as many of the businesses as I possibly can.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Please do not discount my favorite of all the Manassas businesses, Manuel's Used Tires.
And be sure and let us know when you pass out of the historic used tire district into the Polo Chicken district.
Oh, that's also good.
Super
yeah.
Chicken.
We have Peruvian chicken.
Right.
We have Guapo's, which is the chain. That is a fabulous chain.
A classy place.
But now I am sitting here at a traffic light because, really, why? Just why get the fuck home?
Let me ask you this: is that the light where you've got the car wash? That's also a dog wash to the left of you,
or is it the light before
even,
that?
I'm not even near there.
Is
I'm
that
not
the
even
El Top?
Near there. I just passed the movie theaters. That's where I am, fellas.
Okay. I thought you might be at the El Taco light in the historic taco district.
Because I thought I could really move this along by getting to the business. But no, why would you, you know, get done on 66 with your 7-hour drive and then you had put 15 minutes on 28? Why not sit at a light for 35 minutes so three people can go to take a dump in their townhouse today?
Wow.
I've never seen it like this, boys. I'm so beside myself with borderline rage in this situation. And what really this is just, I think it might have something to do with our style of business that we have.
Yes.
We have a tremendous IT community in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Those guys don't have to do the banker, you know, 9 o'clock
no,
bank.
No,
right. Of course, we used to call banker's hours, banker's hours were the flexible hours. But I don't think we have the classic commute. We don't have industry. We don't have that type of business. We don't even have the insurance business that my father lived in, where it was, you know, get in at 9, come home at 5.
Right.
That's the way it worked.
Well, ever since
we've got this flexible shit.
Ever since they closed, and the language, Mike, really, the language. Ever since they closed down the matchstick factory, we really haven't. But you know, the IT industry, they really should be able to telecommute. They shouldn't even be on the road.
I still sometimes, I think everybody probably goes through this in Washington, D.C. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Great.
Everybody in Washington, D.C. goes through this similar thing where you just don't get it.
You
say, really, what is the reason for it? What I mean, is anyone really at an office?
I know.
Or is anyone doing anything? I mean, you know, we have these delightful schedules where we work in the middle of the day for a very brief period of time, and then we can hit the road. But, I mean, I always thought we were kind of an exception to the rule, and I'm beginning to think maybe we're not. Maybe, you know, but we have building. I think it's just gross overpopulation.
Gross.
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, disgusting.
It's the infrastructure. The infrastructure we currently have has nothing. It hasn't come even close.
Can't handle it.
To what we actually need in this area.
Before they finished Route 66, it was already in horrible disrepair.
Now, Rob, if I have time in this opening segment, I am going to continue with the travelogue right now. And I'm moving out of, in the D.C. suburbs, there is Fairfax County, which would be a quite well-to-do bedroom community. And I am now moving into my county, the county of a wonderful prince, Prince William.
Listeners are encouraged to trace this on their maps.
Yeah, go to Google Maps and see if you can find Mike.
All right, now I am going to, now, if you'll look to your left, ladies and gentlemen, left to right on your radio dial, awesome. I would like to point out that I am going by the Bull Run Auction Facility.
Which
is basically an oversized antique store.
Well, so I thought it was a swap meet.
Manassas Auto Truck on my right, the Kubota Tractor Store on my right.
You're not focusing on the Spanish signs. There's
more
Spanish signs.
You make it sound way too nice. It's not that nice.
Because I know there's a Papusa coming.
Isn't there like a knockoff 7-Eleven there somewhere? It's called 612. 612, yeah. They couldn't afford 7-Eleven 612.
Enter Entrada onto Ron Fires. Lantas Usadas. I don't know what that means. Llantas, is that tires? Yeah,
no, it's llantas usadas, and that's used tires.
Llantas usadas. Now I'm coming by the Auto Connection, our first used car lot.
Yeah.
The Auto Connection where selection makes the difference. That is user. To my left is JP Motors 2.
Yes.
It's JP Motors 2.
It's owned by one of the junkies.
Also, on the door, it says Todos Califican.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Everybody qualifies. Todos califican. Yes. Everybody qualifies.
Somebody wants to hit a bell. I'm passing my first pharmacy. It's the CVS pharmacy, ladies and gentlemen.
I know exactly where you are. That's a great pharmacy.
They've gone out of business. The Auto Express store.
Sad.
Hey, you know, Mike, I think you're very close.
Totally sorry.
You're very close to one of my favorite businesses in the entire city. $5.99 haircut.
Yes.
$5.99 haircut. George's Automotive Service. Toto Emmanuel Auto Repair.
Yep.
Good Time Cafe Hookah Bar.
That's
the Prince William Automotive Expo. The Used Tire Expo.
I'm going to the Hookah Bar.
Tune-ups tires. Used tires. There's El Taco on the left.
Yeah. Woo!
That means the
El
taco.
El Taco on the left. We have Artie's Electric Auto Parts.
Yes.
On the left, we have another auto parts store. I live in a rectal column. I'm just beginning to realize right now.
I think you're fine.
You do.
As long as
and
you
and I work there.
As long as you make
a fine business. Yeah. Public storage. That's the nicest looking building I've
That's quality. That's a quality. That's a national business.
I've been reading that sign wrong for years. I thought it was pubic storage.
Oh. That's horrible shtick.
Cars for less. It's the new one. We have a new one. Cars for less. We have the Cricket Store, lots of Cricket Stores, $5.99 Bible Rod.
Woo! That's a Chinese guy, and for $5.99, well, actually, it's $6, he will shave your head and brush it off with a paintbrush.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Latres
Chicas Restaurant, El Paso Bakery. We have the Good Times Tattoo Parlor.
Good Times.
Yeah, and I think they're open Sundays, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sign says it.
They also do piercings.
Yeah, they do.
The Restless Wheels Camper Store.
Oh, yeah. That's on the right side.
Tire Zone, Yorkshire Plumbing Supply,
yes.
Auto Body.
Are you close to Klein's?
And let me see. The Sisters Thrift Store. That is my eighth thrift store.
Now, is that with Sisters? Are they related, or is this for African-American clients?
You know, you're just going to have to drop by.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. If they don't cut his hair.
I'm going by a pretty building here, Loan Max.
Oh, Loan Max.
Loan Max.
That's where you get the biggest loans.
Yeah. And, he's there, Loan Max.
Mike, you mentioned earlier, and I don't know if all this traffic has changed your perception of time. This is still the open of the show?
Yes.
So we could.
Are we going
to
break?
Okay, we need to run the show.
We need
open.
To open the show.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. You want to go ahead and do that, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of minutes, boys.
All right, so long, lovely.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Whose car is that out front?
Mine. 1970 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule.
Uh-huh, where's the Camry?
I traded it in.
Shouldn't you have consulted me first?
Let me think. No, you never drove it.
Where's Jane?
Jane not home. We have the whole house to ourselves. Carolyn, when did you become so joyless?
Joyless? I am not joyless. There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man. There's plenty of joy in my life.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I hate when Dude Walker lies to me.
His rolling
yeah.
couch.
Yeah, because it's not, yeah, his rolling couch is rolling German-built couch, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. It's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Since that open went so long, I'm not going to read the phone number. Don't
yeah,
call.
That'll save us some time.
Don't call. It is May 16th. 2012, and we are here for you. Mike is moments away.
And today's show is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. It's going to be hot and humid here today.
Yeah, it's a yucky day today.
Do not allow yourself to be stranded by your old air conditioning system. Just call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing for TMOS listeners and instant rebates on qualifying train systems. If you need a plumber, CB Lucas can take care of that too. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their magical ad on our website.
You know, coming into the bedrooms, living room studio.
March of May.
The air, you mind your manners, pal.
Well, no, this is your ADD in full effect here where Dude Walker didn't say Rob Spiewak.
Right.
So now you're freaked out.
It tripped me out.
You're freaked out.
I took a shot of the infused rum. It's not helping. Perhaps we'll hit it again. Buzz hit it.
Yeah, I hit a little.
That bottle will never see tomorrow.
Pass that thing over here.
That's powerful stuff. You know that?
RJ, you can come get it yourself.
I'll get it myself.
The air today outside feels like you have to chew it before you breathe. It.
That's
it's
a good
that
idea.
Thick, dank air.
32 times.
And you come in here and it just feels fantastic.
Does,
well, that's
does.
The CB Lucas
I
working
love the
for
CB
him.
Lucas. Yeah. Now, we've also got other issues at play here. Before my kids here, Buzz, did you ever get a chance to pee yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness I did. See, here's what happened. I spend all morning, I don't drink coffee, so I spend all morning pounding Pepsis while I'm doing my show prep.
Is that in quotation marks? Is that like a euphemism?
You can play that either way.
Okay.
And normally I relieve myself before I leave the house, so I'm good to go.
Right.
And I come here, we do the show. And then, you know, before I hit the road again, I do once again.
Right.
So, you know, in case you got stuck in that traffic.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and it's a 30-minute minimum commute. So if something bad happens, it's going to be longer. So it's a good idea to go before you
go. Sure. You know, be prepared. The Boy Scouts tell you that.
Yesterday, I left the house a little earlier than usual because I had another errand to run, another stop to make. And then we came here. We had a little impromptu meeting.
Right.
And during the meeting, I'm thinking to myself, well, this is fine. What I'll do is I'll hop up and I'll go to the bathroom before we start the show.
Really? Yes. Do you have that much foresight about when to pee? It's really not on my radar.
I actually was already starting to feel the need during the pre-show meeting. And
the
I
urgency.
Thought, well, this is great. I'll just go before we start the show and everything will be fine.
Right.
But we started the show. We transitioned from the meeting into the show so quickly, I didn't take the opportunity to do that. I missed my window.
At that time, when that window was right there in front of you, you thought you were going to be okay. It was a roll of the dice.
I said, I can do an hour.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyone can. You know, everyone who's done a long road trip, you think that. You think, I can make it to the next exit.
Yeah, but it's different where I know where he's talking about. If you drink enough fluids, it doesn't matter how long you think you can hold it or how long you've held it in the past. It is painful.
And also, you know what? As an old beer drinker, I know this. He had already broken the seal.
Yeah.
And once you pee for the first time, you lack the retention. You'll be peeing all night. That's why you take the longest time before you go pee the first time in a bar.
So we're in the audio vault in yesterday's show, and tears are starting to come out of my eyes.
And here I just thought I had really blown the bit.
You moved him.
No, my bladder moved me. I was in great discomfort. And so because I'm a little proud of this fact, I think it speaks to my professionalism. I played in pain yesterday.
Good for
you. If I seem to be rushing yesterday's news, news. I had business to take care
of. Well, the thing that is so great about that is that you were able to do it. And it's not like...
I didn't notice.
I didn't either.
I knew when I left and he was in the bathroom, I was like, well, he really had to go.
Oh, I knocked people over.
Your shirt did not touch your back. We haven't even faded the music and you were out of here. But the sad thing is when you are playing in pain, we lean on you most during the last 10 minutes of the show. That's you. And so there's no way you can sort of fake it.
And I almost made it worse. I thought, well, you know, it'll be good show fodder if I bring it up, but I know you guys.
Oh, we would've.
And I know that if I brought it up, you would have come up with the questions and little comedy bits and things to make it last even longer.
I knew I couldn't hold up. Can you explain the George Zimmerman thing?
Exactly.
And even if I was talking in a normal cadence, that's how he would have heard it.
That's what I was referring to. Yes.
How long does it take for you guys to go on demand? And the only reason I ask is one of our wonderful sponsors, Encore Insurance.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I finally have had some time for one of their reps to come out and do the blood test and the urine test and do the litany of questions.
Right.
Which didn't take more than 20 minutes. It's actually pretty friggin' amazing how fast it was.
They really got it down to a science.
But the one thing I forgot to do was wait to go until she arrived to my place. She came to my house.
Right. Oh, really? They come right to you? That's awesome.
To the house. That's terrific. Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. And she was so nice. It was basically a nurse comes to your house. And then this is for term life insurance.
Right.
And
is it a hot nurse?
And she was nice. She wasn't anything. Mm-hmm.
She was
special.
Really hot, right?
No, she was. She was
the
she,
listeners want to
no,
hear
no,
hot.
No. She looked like Adele.
Just trying to. Oh, that's nice.
So. That being said.
So the nurse was uninsurable.
She was so funny and kind, though. And she said, well, I guess you have to be if you're a bigger lady.
Yeah, she had a nice face.
Jovial.
Hey, there he is.
Mike O'Mara.
Hey.
Lousy woo woo.
He arrived.
My God.
He survived.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I think that's tough.
Are you having a migraine?
No, I just had the glasses from the car.
I was like, oh, no.
Wow.
Woo.
Yeah.
You were just across the hall taping a special.
I'm sleepy. Yeah,
you don't need to pee, do you?
No. No, I wish I could. I need to vomit.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about how Oscar had a hot nurse from Encore Insurance come and give him his questionnaire for his insurance.
How did you check out?
Well, I don't know because they're going to tell me in 2 weeks. But the litany of questions was thorough.
Did she touch your balls?
No. You know what it was? It was a urine test. Which I had to wait to drink three big bottles of water to end up going.
Right.
But it was a blood test, a urine test, and then my medical history and medications I've used.
Very good.
You're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Your clock is running, by the way. We've not done the first break, and now you are totally up to date.
That's good.
Before I did my insurance questionnaire, I also drank a lot of water, but also ate asparagus for 2 days.
But do you know that you sit there and I didn't understand about insurance and – you wonder why I'm doing this at 34. It's because it's cheaper to do it for a term, a 30-year term, when I'm younger.
Of course.
I'm older. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I never knew that.
That's right. And our listeners should know that.
It is
look at Buzz and I now, and they said, yeah, we'll give you $500,000 worth of insurance. That'll be $500,000.
Yeah, you have to go to the Alex Trebek Insurance Company, the one that advertises during The Price is Right. They're the only ones that'll take you.
It's really, that you're doing the smart thing. Yeah. This is when you do it, because if you can lock in now.
Yep.
And with term, is term the one where you can accumulate it? It has
value.
There are two different kinds.
There's two types of term from what I understand. Mm-hmm. The one I'm getting, I'm not taking any value or borrowing against it or anything like that. I'm just doing nice and simple, nice and clean. If something happens,
all right.
Term and whole life. And I never remember the distinction between the two. But one's term and one's whole life.
And that's how they get you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is exactly.
Because they're basically just betting against you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're baby. You know, it's very difficult for me to put my money down, my hard-earned money down, on an investment that basically is counting on your death.
Mike's insurance policy involves Charlestown Hollywood slots.
But for me,
you were there?
It was the peace of mind. I just want the peace of mind.
Right.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
Speaking of slots.
Were we?
This is just for me.
Yes.
To God.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
everybody
how nice.
Quiet, please.
Dios?
Hold on just a second.
Dios.
Dios.
Not adios.
No.
Maintain
that means go with God.
A respectful silence while Mike speaks.
I want to find
with the Lord.
All right, hold on. Oh, there we are. All right. Dear Lord, do you think I could win just once? Thank you.
That's quite a prayer.
Oh, the slots. Yeah, about the slots. Yes.
It's just, I got up to Baltimore, and I decided to drive a little further north since I didn't have anything to do yesterday.
Mike, we just got your prayer answered.
No.
We just got your prayer answered.
God said nope.
He said nope. I got Mike's prayer card.
Not just no, but nope.
Nope. Well, he's a folksy God. Fun God.
I went to Perryville.
Oh.
which is really, I might as well have gone to Delaware. And I just kept driving and driving. Perryville.
You know what? That
Perryville, which is, might as well be in Vermont.
What you really should write, that should be on one of the billboards you see on Route 50. So you might as well be in Delaware.
Right.
Perryville.
I thought I'd lose a few quarters, sure. And I did. I lost them all. Oh, I lost all the quarters.
A whole
I
roll of quarters?
I brang. I lost all the quarters I brang.
So you're playing quarter slots?
Huh? Yeah, I went by myself.
Oh, wow.
That's what a degenerate gambler does.
Wow. Do they have hot table games there?
I didn't see any.
What was the name? Was it called El Dio's Casino? What was
Hollywood
the name of it?
Casino.
Oh.
The same one they have out in Charlestown.
I didn't know that there was
same family, same great winning.
Perryville tourism would be dead without it.
That's I just, true. I got up there. We had Mark and I, yesterday morning for me was into Washington, D.C., back out here to do the show, back into Washington, D.C. Yeah. We're very, very, where we had a meeting with a new client, and I am very, very excited. I can't tell anybody yet because we haven't cemented it, but I am just saying this particular client is going to be fabulous for our listeners to hear about.
I've never heard of a client that would benefit me more.
I am so very excited about this, but I don't want to say anything more. So then I said, well, since we're going to be back in town, why drive the hour back out here when I should just go up to Baltimore, spend the night in Baltimore where I have to be in this studio at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's what I did. But I had all this time to kill.
So why drive an hour when you can drive 2 hours to lose money?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm a degenerate. I'm a filthy,
well
disgusting, degenerate gambler person.
Were you playing the Wheel of Fortune slot machine?
No.
Which one were you playing?
I don't remember.
Triple Diamond?
They were stupid. They were so stupid that I was playing quarter machines.
They were stupid.
I was putting my quarters into a machine that I didn't even understand how to win.
Oh, no. Oh. That's the worst.
I'm just sitting there going, D.
That's sad.
I'm sad.
I'm touched. That's
sad. And then Mike looked down and he had bought 85 bottles of Coca-Cola.
If you had a movie camera on me,
yes,
following me in this casino,
yes,
it would be the most pathetic thing
you've
ever seen. I'm going to try for the people that are watching on Ustream.
Yeah.
This is the expression that would be on my face. I'm just going like this.
Hang dog.
I'm so stupid. It's so stupid. It is so. It's not even being alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am here.
You do get to that point.
I'm here to say I need to stop doing it.
You've been saying that.
I know. I don't have it under control.
But however, Mike, I don't think it's the casino. What you crave was the action.
I love the action, but now the action doesn't love me.
Yeah. What other vices do you have that you think you could maybe substitute this addiction?
Golf.
There you go.
And you can bet on golf.
Yes.
Golf.
And the thing is, golf, as the knee gets healthier, I'm here to say I am able to do it.
Yay.
And I'm glad to be back out there. That's what I... Perfect. A lot of people have given up horrible addictions in their lives out on the golf course. Lawrence Taylor with cocaine.
Yeah.
He swore by the fact that... But then again, he got off of cocaine, and that's when he started going to prostitutes.
Yeah.
Very young.
Underage.
Young ones, as I recall.
I'm here to tell Carla I will not be going to prostitutes.
No.
I will do it on the golf course. It just... It's really what it is. You're up there in a city. I don't want to drink. I don't want to go party. Right. I don't want to do that. But I feel like... I don't want to sit in a hotel room either. It was something to do.
Right. Can you describe the action in Perryville?
Perryville is a lot of electronic games, a lot of penny games, a lot of weird bells and whistles, and it's just not the old style slots that I like. That
I
you see
gave
up there.
All my money back. I had penny slot. None of that.
No.
Hot waitresses.
Oh. Okay. Not by a long shot.
All right, then let's move on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello.
So, how you doing, da bada baba dee, da ba?
From near south.
Just being honest.
Right.
Okay. So
you're asking for clientele. There's a little bit of that.
Sure.
And a lady hit for 10 grand when I was
there. That's the worst.
It makes me want to throw up.
Because you're sitting there, you almost feel like if you haven't gambled before and you haven't been to a casino, when you first get to a casino, you want to see someone win and get that cartoon size check and be happy for them.
Right.
But if you've been enough and lost enough, you don't want to see anybody but yourself get that.
As a matter of fact, you are pleased to see people lose.
Yes.
You get to that point.
Yeah, because you're like, we're all on the same team.
I've sat down next to old ladies and hit when they haven't hit. Yeah. And you want to look at them and go,
how fast?
Sorry.
The $10,000 lady, how fast did she try to get it?
How come we don't have Jimmy's Old Town Restaurant on the new flyers?
Hmm.
Don't know.
All right. We'll have to ask Mark.
Jeez, you know what? Our friend Jimmy should be on our flyer for the ride.
Yes, I agree.
Sorry that I had my stream of consciousness.
Yeah, sorry.
I've been driving a long time today. Can we make that happen?
Of course.
Please, is that possible?
Yes.
Will you stickers?
I'm not going to have the T-shirt to give to Tony on TV tomorrow.
Why don't you give him the T-shirt?
No, I'm wondering what I need to do.
What's going on? I don't know. I feel like
I'm wondering what I need to do to like make things happen that I want to have.
One thing you need to do
is say
it,
and it's like
yes. Well, who's in charge of it?
It's sort of delegated, I guess.
One thing we need to do is break.
We do. Yeah. Well, I've got 39. We don't have to break just
yet. No, that's the first segment.
Huh?
That's the first segment.
Oh, that's like not the...
No, we need to break.
Oh, Jesus, break.
Yeah, yes. It's done.
Break.
We'll take a break. Where are we in the show?
We're about to do the second segment.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for saving the Wait Not spot for me. WaitNot.com. Share the miracle of Wait Not with those you love. Please send those cards and letters. We like to hear those about your weight loss story. Uh-huh. This month only, your family and friends can save $100 if you tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Uh-huh.
If you mention your name, you'll save $25 off your next purchase.
Cool.
A lot of you do this anyway, so we're just asking you to do it and make sure you do it. Mm-hmm. If you mention your name, you'll save $25 off your next purchase.
Off yours.
What?
It's a double promotion. It's
$100. Jesus Christ. You know what? Go on Wait Not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Mention our name. Mention our show.
Exactly.
Yes. Right.
Okay?
Right.
And do it at the end of your call so it messes them up.
Right.
Just as we discussed yesterday.
Then mention your cousin's name, and you'll say, and if you mention his name, you'll come on.
And they told
mention
two
your name.
Right.
It's funny because I talk.
You know, that might do the whole, you know. Don't care today. Been in traffic all day.
Right.
Mention our names, please. Tell them, and send us your letters. It's a great program.
It's the best.
We talk about it all. It is the best. Absolutely.
And it's worked for everybody on this program.
Details at waitnot.com.
Waitnot.com. They'll link you through our website to do that. So we have only a very short period of time because we have run terribly late today. We are very, very happy. I can make this announcement. We're trying right now to finalize a location for our live show in Reno, Nevada.
Excellent. Wow.
If this location that Mark and I have been discussing comes through, I think it's going to be perfect for the show.
Good. Cool.
And I'm also here to tell you that I offered to our good friend Mickey Coachella up there at 98 Rock in Baltimore, who I think Mickey's one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen, to be on the bill, and he gratefully accepted.
Would you like to hear that very clip from this morning?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I like this very
Mickey's cool. into it. Mickey's into it.
It was so great to have you on their show this morning. I almost couldn't get my work done.
For example, when we want to do a live show when at the we did one up at the State Field.
Stop it right there.
Can you stop it?
Is that a slowed down version?
Your voice sounds very deep.
Is it different processing?
I think they've put a certain richness on your microphone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Weeks.
A comedy show.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dick.
You know what? Next time, you want to come out to Reno?
Yeah.
Want to come out to a casino hotel in Reno?
Yes. What kind of question? The dumbest question you've ever asked in 30 years.
I've got my manager.
Look at me.
Mark Ronick is sitting here.
What's the pay?
$0.
How about airfare and hotel?
We'll talk.
How low was the Jewish one, you son of a bitch?
We both are.
Oh, Christ, I got no shot. I'm going to have to pay to be on the show.
Yeah,
you would have
to pay to be out there.
I'll fly myself out.
I could not be more serious. Mm-hmm. That would be...
If that's not the voice of Baltimore, I don't
that
know.
I heard it, yeah.
Mickey
yeah.
is the voice.
He should be that guy.
I'll pay myself to be out there.
Remember when we did the audition to be the voice of Baltimore?
Yes.
They really should look no further than Mickey.
I mean, he really is. Yeah. That's why he's lasted so long.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Mickey's stand-up.
I'm telling you right now, I'm on real radio.
Don't be too proud of that.
The deal is effing off.
I went out when I've substituted up there. I've subbed for Amelia one time and for Mickey another time. When I worked with Mickey, just Mickey and myself, the very first time I did it up there, we hit it off, and I went out to see his stand-up, and I didn't have any expectations at all, but he was so damn funny as a stand-up. That's his background. He's not a radio guy.
No.
He is a stand-up comedian, and I think that would be terrific to put him on the stage as our opening act. And so if we can put that together.
I think he'd also be a lot of fun after the program.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
God help us all. But I what really excited me, and I hate sharing all these things I can't talk about yet.
Right.
But Mark showed me a picture. If this thing comes through, Rob, you're gonna be walking around and you're not gonna be able to stand up straight.
Should we just buy one-way tickets?
It's so neat.
Oh, cool.
I have another idea for it that I'll talk to you after the
show.
Musically.
Musically.
I think we should make every effort to Rat Pack it up a little bit more too.
Oh, wow.
So if we have a dun 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 dun.
Sure.
I mean, really,
okay.
Really.
I know what you're thinking.
I think it might be real cool.
I'm into it.
So, anyway, that's October.
I love
Can't get ahead of the game.
Right.
I got a motorcycle ride.
Right.
We got trips up to Maine. Right. We got
if
all
Mickey
that.
Comes along, it's going to be in Rocktober.
He is really, you know, I'm doing a lot of different places there. Everybody's been really kind, but they treat me like one of the family up there, and I love sitting in on that show.
It's awfully comfortable to listen to. It's so nice
to go in and do radio like that. God, if every radio company. You worked for that company, didn't you? Did you work for that company in
that's
Baltimore?
That's Hearst, isn't it? Isn't it Hearst?
That's Hearst.
Yeah.
We begged to work for that company in Baltimore.
It is. If every radio company was run like that little operation up there.
Cool. Great people.
I think it's their only radio property.
Because they have all TV stations.
They have all TV. That's their only radio property.
That's
and they've always been kind to us.
That bodes well.
It's always been kind to us.
It's talent. It's funny. It's relaxed.
It's family.
Everybody. I love that.
Wonderful.
That environment up there. I really do. And that's the only time that I get nostalgic for getting back on the radio is when I walk into an operation like that.
And does that last through the commute back to D.C.?
It's funny because yesterday...
Yeah, you seemed really not nostalgic when you were driving
in
here.
Really not so much.
When I was on the old company that I worked for, that was taken over, which is just corporate bastards everywhere you can look.
They were bought by Nabisco, weren't they?
It's a total
National Biscuit Company.
It's now a division of R.G. Reynolds.
That's right.
So thanks to all of them up there. And I should mention it, too, because if I'm going to say it there, I didn't feel, because I have so much fun up at 98 Rock, I'm terrible at promoting why I'm there.
Yeah.
But we remember the guests that would come on our shows, whether it's Oscar or Rob and Buzz, you know when they come over.
You get excited, have fun.
When you got to have fun up there. If it's somebody that just wants to get their chill out, it's very transparent.
But I will say this, after listening to most of your appearance today, they were really good at reminding you to promote it.
Yep, they're good
people. So they're very nice folks.
We will take a break, come right back with the Audio Vault at Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
What's that?
What?
98 Rock.
Young Tibaw, baby.
$100 off.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Netflix. Join today to catch up on Lillehammer and other great original content.
How's that?
Or catch your already favorite TV shows with Silvio and movies. Only from Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on almost any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. The 30 days free. Click the Netflix ad on our website. What do you got for us today, Rob?
I have good stuff for you today, Mike.
Lay it on.
I do want to play one more clip from your appearance this morning on the 98 Rock Morning Show.
Okay.
Because this was just as I tuned in, and it was so out of the blue. We see what T-shirt Mike is wearing, one of our big movers, the S&D T-shirt.
Right.
Our biggest seller ever.
And out of the blue, Mickey just asks,
what does your shirt mean? It's driving me nuts. S-I-D.
Can't say it on commercial radio, Mickey. Think it. You're a very smart man. You write wonderful comedy material. You both are brilliant broadcasters. I know what
it is. It's initials.
Yes,
think initials.
I know exactly what it is. Yes.
Yes, she does.
I'll send you one of these.
Please.
They're wonderful. You know, it's like,
please, I will wear it on stage.
I say, it's a French designer.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Nice. Good job.
One of our biggest sellers. One of our biggest sellers.
What's that, a 4X? It's got to be.
Hey,
it's
not nice.
Greg, that was mean.
I'll send you one.
I would love one.
Get the kid sizes.
Okay.
And I actually do have one more to play, because anytime anyone calls me an old queen, I want you to know I was nowhere near this broadcast today when this happened.
Sunrise, sunset.
Is this the little girl I married? Is this the little boy at play?
Wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles. Sorry. We're doing show tunes on a rock station.
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
All right.
Sing the news, though. Sing
Can
it.
You hear that no, sound? That's the sound of your listeners fleeing right now.
No, it isn't. That's the sound of our listeners going, I knew it. I knew he was gay.
So congratulations on a great appearance, and we'll see you tomorrow on Fox 5.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
That'll be a little briefer.
Yeah, you don't think you're going to do 3 hours with Tony?
What you doing there, RJ?
He's moving the camera.
Then why was the hand just floating up in the
air? It's a sign of respect out of you.
It's like, give me the Hitler salute or something like that.
He said,
is that one of our new cameras?
No. Friday. Remember, we're coming Friday.
Yeah, would you give five seconds on that as far as what's going to be happening?
We talked about this 2 weeks ago that our friend Todd Moore and myself.
Tomo.
Yeah. Have finally cracked the code on to really bring this broadcast on the Ustream front to the next level, where we're each individually going to have our own cameras.
Yes.
It's going to be like a full-fledged studio. Mm-hmm. And the experience that you've had on Ustream up to now, which has been great, will just be taken to the next level. And on Friday, RJ and myself, on Friday night, really, are going to spend, I would say, 3 to 12 hours setting up what will be the new TV side of the studio for the program.
More close-ups,
and also better definition, right?
And the equipment that's coming in to do it, which we got on Amazon.com, is amazing, and we've proven it on Tech 411.
Yeah, it's amazingly
We're still working it on Big O and Dukes, but I think really with what we already have, the infrastructure here on this program, it's really going to be able to see the value of what this show is all about.
And you're doing this because of your love of the Ustream listeners.
Well, this is the thing. I hate you all, mutants, especially in the chat room. I will say that the one thing I do love doing
Savor
it, Mike. Yeah.
Nobody loves them like you do, Oscar.
I love toil. And to figure this out was the toil of toil.
And a real breakthrough.
Yeah, because
and
you...
miracle of miracles.
Because unless you... And really, to pull back the curtain, unless you buy a Telestream machine or some sort of professional...
Telestream machine!
Professional broadcast equipment. Right. Costs anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
We don't have that kind of dough.
We have found a way to do it creatively at not that cheap a level, but a level where you're not even be able to tell that we're doing it on the cheap.
So Friday night here in this room will be a show that I'm going to call the Conquistadors.
Yes, that's right.
They will be invading the living room.
To the sounds of the song Lowrider by War.
And we can hopefully look for Monday's show to be all shiny new, maybe with a little different lighting and stuff like that, and different layout. We got
better shirts.
And in color, where available.
Look at that.
Well, it's better than stuff piled on the floor behind your
chair. That is stuff piled on the floor right there.
Those are three drawers with stuff in them.
Gross, disgusting.
To be clear, when I say on the cheap, I don't mean it's. I'm just saying it's not $7,000.
And what Oscar hasn't mentioned, I think we really should say this to the listener, by saving all this money on our new getup, we're passing the savings along to you.
We're reinvesting in the show. This gear that's coming in, I say at the very least is $3,500.
Let me offer this.
That we don't have.
On Friday, since we're all going to be here on Friday, and I will throw this out to my bride.
Let me offer this.
Boy, we could use you too, but you can't be here Friday night. But I'm thinking, I think when this is going on,
let me check.
We need to feng shui it a little bit in here. And I know Carla would be good at it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I know you would probably be good at it.
Let me see if I can't ditch the kids at my mom's house and come back.
I'll pour and...
maybe I'll stay the night.
And you know what? Just a little bit of... I think we need to tweak a little bit. I think to get this room looking a little bit better.
I'll bring some art. You know, I have some unused artwork.
We'll build a new set.
That's what they do on TV. What you and Carla don't know is I've ordered a lamp.
Okay.
And I've ordered, because we're going to need more light.
Hey, I love lamp.
And it's one of the old halogen lamps, but the safer ones.
Halogen. Okay.
Right. And I've ordered a new fixture for the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
Aww, really? All right.
Very
yeah,
radical.
More light. Awesome.
We'll just play with it a little bit and get it all tweaked up. And so it's a new look, hopefully, for Monday's show. Everything's according to
everyone gets a haircut.
Amen. Got time for one or two more.
All right. I do want to play. What is your take on Tom Cruise? I have never thought Tom Cruise was all that great.
You mentioned this morning.
And
we were talking about.
He's such a darling of the media right now.
Well, he's singing that song.
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Oh, God.
You hear him sing?
Yeah,
he sings pretty good. I imagine he has all the help in the world in the production of it, but you know what? Yeah. It sounds pretty good.
I'll
let him hit the high note here.
All right, here we go. It's overprocessed. He can't even hear.
So
that's fine, but the fact is, this to me is cocktail Tom Cruise. And
the
if you want to really hate Tom Cruise, watch the movie Cocktail.
I love Cocktail.
Hey, in this new movie,
you can't like Tom Cruise.
No, I love him.
Hey, does Rock of Ages?
I love him.
Does Rock of Ages have Brian Brown in it? He's awesome.
It's so great because it's so wrong. And Elizabeth Shue, perfect.
Yeah. It's a lot of shirtless Tom Cruise, who, by the way, looks great for his age. He's 50 now,
right?
And one of the publicity
photos. How does that make you
one
feel?
One of the publicity photos is him in bed, shirtless with a couple of women. And I think that should end all gay rumors. I think he's going to be.
Wait, what movie is this for again?
This is for Rock of Ages.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it either.
This is the new movie. It's based on the musical that the slow talking guy, Bret Michaels, starred on Broadway. It is basically what they call a jukebox musical.
He'll play a rock star.
And his sidekick in it is a monkey.
I said, I need a monkey. It's not a sight gag. It's his best friend. It's his confidant. They drink together. And there was notes coming back saying, look, from the studio, they're like, what are you thinking? A monkey? What do you want? A monkey? It's like, we don't have the budget. And I was like, look, guys, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to play the character without my monkey.
And how many times?
So it's out of his comfort zone. It's out of his comfort zone.
How many times did we hear that at CBS? We just don't have budget
for the monkey. And we asked.
Yeah, we did many times.
All right, got time for
we
one
will
more.
Close with Conan O'Brien tomorrow. I will play you tapes of Larry King interviewing the dictator.
Oh my God!
Okay, so this is
hysterical.
Tune in tomorrow for that.
Fox News commentator Geraldo Rivera says he was manually raped by a TSA agent.
Jesus.
Yeah, which explains the TSA's new slogan, hey, we finally did something right.
wait for Andy Richter.
I like the phrase manually raped as if there's like an automatic.
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Oh, they did it. They did it homemade.
That
is your magic audio vault. Thank you, Mike.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. I have no idea where we are on time today, but I don't care.
You got the clock in front of you.
Oh, that's the regular running time
for
the show?
Yeah, I put it over there for you.
And we're fine. We're aces. We got a good time for news. Here, take it away. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today. Let me start that again.
You didn't drive from Baltimore, did you?
No. I feel like I did.
Just checking.
We are brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. You can like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life. Well, we've come to calling it climate change because it's difficult to argue global warming when it's snowing outside. But the fact is, whatever the cause, the planet is heating up. Last month gave us our fifth warmest worldwide temperature for March since we started keeping track in the cowboy days of the 1880s.
Mike, the temperatures are getting hot.
Now, this is all leading up to my eventual destruction of the planet.
Yes.
I blame Spiegel.
Why are you destroying it? That's my question. Mm-hmm. Over land, it was the second warmest March on record ever. It was also, and this is the big number, the 326th consecutive month with global temperatures above the old average.
It's a hell of a record.
Now, there are natural cyclical factors at play here at the moment, but it's hard to argue with the momentum of 326 consecutive months.
Do you know when the number, there was one March that was warmer, right? Do you know when that was? What year?
No, I don't know the year of that warmer March.
All right.
Would you like to know my irrational fear?
I love to hear them.
I have a lot.
Is it spiders?
I don't share them very often, but I do have a lot of irrational fear. Like when I got married, got engaged rather, out in Napa, and I went out. I flew out to San Francisco. I had an irrational fear of earthquakes.
Really?
I was thinking about earthquakes the whole time.
I thought you were scared of engagements.
No, I was thinking about earthquakes whenever especially when I'd go over bridges. Mm-hmm. I was totally freaked out. Wow. I was thinking about earthquakes all the
time. You're probably not the only one, though. Think about it.
You know what? Well, earthquakes are great on bridges in movies.
By irrational.
When the bridges start shaking.
And then they collapse, people die. Why not?
In movies.
When I go to Sturgis, and I'm riding with Jimmy from Denver all the way up to Sturgis, South Dakota, irrational fear of the planet blowing up. You know, that story they all say, well, Yellowstone is really one just giant volcano, and it could blow up at any time.
You're like, it'll blow.
I'm thinking it's going to be, what's the movie, 2012?
Yeah, 2012, right.
Your irrational fear should not be that. It should be that somewhere along that ride, Jimmy will find a microphone.
Now that's a rational fear.
Yes, that is.
Hey, you can tell it's an election year by all the bluster on both sides today. The president has put together a 5-item to-do list for Congress to create jobs, cut some taxes, and take some pressure off people about to be crushed by their mortgages. He has leaders from both parties up at the White House right this very moment to talk about it. Don't expect any positive results, so we won't bore you with the details. Suffice it to say that a number of the proposals are things he asked Congress to do last fall, and they rejected them then, too. House Speaker John Boehner, meanwhile, is starting a fight over the debt ceiling, a topic that isn't even due to come up until after the election.
Boehner.
He's rattling his sabers now, though.
Do you have an irrational fear of orange people?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Does it make you sad?
You know, he almost sounds like a lower-voiced version of Stephen Van Zandt.
Well, if you put Stephen Van Zandt on the 98 Rock Processing, then you would get John Boehner.
This is Congressman John Boehner. I'm a big fan of Stephen Van Zandt.
What about the debt ceiling?
Well, Boehner is rattling his sabers now because it is election season. He says he will not allow another hike in the debt ceiling without big cuts in spending. And Mitt Romney is saying that the president's stimulus package was a waste of borrowed money that will be paying off long after this president's gone. He calls it the biggest, most careless one-time expenditure by the federal government in history. Now, the White House says that stimulus package was just a drop in the bucket and the expenses for it, compared to the money wasted by George W. Bush with unpaid-for tax cuts, misguided wars, and they also point out from the White House the last time a Democratic president left office, we had a budget surplus.
It's not like he bought a
snow blower. So it's election season.
In the hotel room last night, I am watching.
Care to mention what hotel chain you...
Radisson.
Nice.
Very close to the radio station. That's beautiful. I had a great night up there. And I'm watching, because it's very limited cable, I'm watching Hannity. I logged some time with Hannity. I've come to this conclusion. There is no dialogue. These shows purport to have debate, and there is none. And what they seem to have done on Fox now, they're bringing in these incredible pit bull women because I think they love to hide behind the women and let them do the screaming.
Yes. Right.
And then they will bring in a marginal personality with, in fact,
like
not
Alan Combs.
Like that in the, out of the same cut out of the same jib,
right.
But just somebody who's a liberal, but who's really not good at shouting other people down. And Hannity will let his pit bulls attack.
Right. Sure.
So I'm all about when I go on WBAL, back up to that Hearst Broadcasting, which is a right-wing radio station, and I'm going to go full the other way. I'm going to come up with a list when I do this show. I'm going to be on for 3 hours with this friend of Mark's, Andrew Langer.
Andrew Langer. Yeah. He's a great guy.
A very nice guy. And he said it's not going to be too political, but I don't care. I know that he's political.
Right.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down a list of the most incendiary, ultra-left-wing positions.
That you can say.
Whether I believe them or not.
Yes.
I'm going to write that, yes, well, I do believe that, you know, I believe that socialism will win the day. I am a socialist.
Do you think that socialism will cure the global warming or the climate change?
No, I think the only way to cure global warming is to raise taxes 80% and to eliminate all corporate CEOs.
And that abortion should be performed by married lesbians.
Absolutely, yeah, as often as possible.
Excellent.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, amen. The White House responding there and comparing to George Bush. Speaking speaking of W, he's just endorsed Mitt Romney for president. What could possibly go wrong?
He just figured out who Mitt Romney was.
A new
the guy with the hair?
A new Gallup poll shows that most Americans, giddy up, most Americans think Barack Obama will be reelected regardless of their own preferences. 56% of the voters think Obama will win. Only 36% believe Romney will win. When it comes to preference, it's a statistical tie. Romney 46, Obama 46, Romney 45.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now ask your pharmacist, unless you live in Kansas. A new law there allows druggists to refuse to fill prescriptions for drugs they believe will terminate a pregnancy.
I love that you use the word druggist, Buzz. Can you use tomorrow the word grocer?
Yeah, I will. Or I get the British, chemist.
Chemist, yes.
Ask
exactly.
Your chemist.
Ask your druggist.
So here's the deal. This new law allows druggists to refuse to fill prescriptions
for
drugs they believe will terminate a pregnancy if it goes against the pharmacist's personal beliefs.
This is getting scary.
Yeah.
This is really getting, because now, you know, you're watering it down. It's not just doctors anymore. Now it's pharmacists. Mm-hmm. You know, the next thing you know, it's going to be the security guard that works outside the drugstore.
Yeah, exactly. Could be.
I'm sorry, I see that. Is that, you going in there? You going in there to get one of those kill the baby pills?
Yeah.
You have to stay out in your car.
Do what I do. I always tell the security guard, I'm just going in to buy milk.
Mm-hmm. Condoms. We need a price check on condoms.
Condoms.
Every boy's drug greatest fear.
Drugstores sell the best milk. Mm-hmm. A court of appeals.
Better than the grocer.
Yeah, that's true. Ask your grocer. A court of appeals has ordered Texas to hold off on the execution of a man who's been ordered to take antipsychotic medication so that he will be mentally competent enough to be executed.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Mike.
It's twisted, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
That really is kind of twisted.
That's like the George Carlin thing. Why do you sterilize your arm before the death injection?
It's really weird.
Yeah. So weird.
It's very odd. Yeah.
And that story comes as a new study from Columbia University says that Texas executed the wrong man in a 1983 case.
Charlie.
The now retired prosecutor in the case says the study is the work of crusaders.
Hmm.
So they
Columbia researched it. They traced the case.
That the guy was innocent. Mm-hmm. They killed a
guy. Long dead.
Not like it's the first time it's happened.
No. Right.
And they're just writing it off as these are people that are anti-death penalty crusaders.
Exactly.
Wow.
Texas. And finally.
The dumbing of America continues.
Finally, crooks are stupid, and that stupidity, one way or another, almost always does them in. From the home office in Florida, thieves in Orlando have just stolen $500,000 worth of medical equipment from the Florida Hospital Center for Diagnostic Pathology. Granted, the equipment was sitting outside behind the facility, but it was there for a reason. It is contaminated with flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, no!
Jesus. And now so are the thieves. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're going to have to go visit a druggist.
That's justice. Well, thank you for allowing me to be a little tardy today.
Hey, you killed it up there. Way to go, Mike. It was fun to listen to.
And thanks to them up there at 98 Rock. Don't forget the big ride coming up June 9th. 8 to 10 is registration, so get your motorcycle people. Please, we want to get as many bikes and raise as much money for Fisher House as we can. Our show today was brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing for TMOS listeners or instant rebates on qualifying trained systems. When you need a plumber, they do that too. They'll take care of it for you for the best care. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. That's it. Gotta get out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Thank you.